All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, into the sauna. How we doing, y'all?
Fine, you know. Fair to partly cloudy.
It's kind of cold for a sauna.
I know.
It's like 0 degrees outside, guys.
It's a 21st century sauna. Heating up a sauna is so yesterday.
See, I tried turning up the heat, but in order to get that much heat up into the attic of this house, it's like a 100-plus-year-old house. It took our heating bill, and it went from like $10 to $3 million.
So, oh.
I mean, yeah.
Let's just pretend this is like a Canadian sauna, where it's just above freezing.
Yeah, DJ. This podcast can't support that kind of, bill, yeah. So...
No.
Come on, DJ. We know how to warm up this room.
It's getting hot in here.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with taking off your shirt, Caleb.
Yeah.
If you do it, it makes the temperature drop because your heart's so cold.
Oh.
But does it even out since my body's so hot?
No.
Your mama can tell you that, but I'm going to tell you right now, your mama lying to you.
Shut up, my mama tell the truth.
Anyways.
I thought this podcast was family friendly. Let's
off. I'm telling him that he doesn't look good. That way he keeps his shirt on so it stays family friendly.
You got a point.
I mean, it's social family, so we stay family.
So anyway, we were in a combat, if I can remember that correctly.
Nope, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're totally wrong. It was totally one-sided. I was murdering you guys.
Okay, wait a second.
I do believe we're about to make some vulture rotisserie.
I do believe.
I do declare. I got the vapors.
I say again,
I do declare. All
right, well, Maestro, hit the combat music, because here we go. We're going to just jump right into it. We have got the rest of this to go. We had a handful of creatures come in, two riding on vultures each, and carrying two others, which, Bulgrax, you've nearly taken them both out. It is going to be your turn right now. What do you got?
I'm going to headbutt him.
You would.
You're going to headbutt him?
Full on headbutt him.
Backslap him.
I guess like to make him conscious. Maybe you can question this dude.
Backhand him.
Okay, roll a strength check.
I got a 20 mod.
All right, roll a d4.
Crack him. Do it. Crack him.
Noggin damage.
That's 3 plus strength, right?
All right, and he goes unconscious.
Yeah, that's 8 damage.
Whack! Whack-a-ball.
It's just like, oh, yeah, step. Really? Whack!
All right, so how far away is the closest one to me now?
I mean...
Everybody's
pretty much within melee range minus Luca. Well, actually, it came down and dropped in front of you, so you're still melee range. So you have the range to get there. We're just gonna kind of eschew for this battle any distance.
So there's still one vulture left and two knights.
There is one vulture, two knights.
I'm gonna go for the vulture that got knocked out of that. I mean, not the vulture. I'm gonna go for the knight that just got knocked off his vulture.
All right, so you're going, and you are going to be...
Which reminds me, if he got knocked off the vulture, does that mean we get opportunity to strike?
No.
Okay.
No. So that's going to put you... You're going to be flanking on three sides now, because you've got...
Hi.
Dingus, Grabby, and
Dingus.
Yourself.
Grabby.
Yeah, because you grab all the loot.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, yeah, so I'm going to swing at him first with Tainted Willow, and I'm going to activate one of my smites. I'm going to activate... Let's see here. Which one?
Into the mic, please.
Which one do I want? Blinding. Blinding smite.
Ugh.
And now I'm going to attack. That's not going to hit, though. That's a 11 mod.
An 11 is not going to connect.
Right, and
so therefore, I don't have to roll against your blinding smite.
Nope. And now I'm going to attack my battle axe. So. That's 11 again.
11 again is going to miss. It's going to continue to miss.
Got too excited.
All right. So that takes up your two attacks and all that good stuff, right?
Yep.
All right. So, Luca, we're going to move on to you. You've got a Baldrax right next to you now, as well as a big Bullis. Lumbering idiot.
Hi.
It's getting crowded over here.
It's getting crowded here.
So,
we're warm in here.
What I'm going to do... is it's still like midday, right? Or is it later in the day?
No, it's like it's 1 p.m.
It's a little bit later in the day. You guys were there for lunch, and you guys have, you know,
gone back for brunch.
Isn't it like 4 or 5 p.m. now?
No, it's still midday, so it's not quite dinner yet.
So 2 p.m.
2:30-ish. Yeah.
I am going to
maybe even quite 3.
Take out my scimitar, and I am going to, let's see, you said a knight in front of me?
Yep, he's in a better suit of armor than the others, yeah.
Okay, I am going to enact my Hexblade's Curse on him as a bonus action.
Okay.
That's all mostly just buffs for me.
All right.
So, you guys don't have to worry about it too much. And I am going to attack him with my scimitar.
All right. Go for it.
Ugh. Gross.
Ugh.
That is...
That's an oof.
A 12 to hit.
And not enough.
All right.
Dang, you got a lot for a bonus.
Yeah, he's cursed, so I get some more bonuses. That's my turn.
All right. So that is going to bring us to this gentleman, because he's done nothing to earn you guys fighting him. And with two hands, bring down a long sword on Luca for an 18 to hit.
Okay, yeah.
Luca, just roll with it.
And
just roll with it?
Yeah. Wasn't that
it's going to be... is going to be, again, another 11 points of damage.
Oof.
This time, slashing from a sword.
Now, is this guy... in Aberration, Celestial, Elemental, Fae, Fiend, or Undead?
Actually, now that you look at it, he looks to be humanoid.
Okay.
Change Frank.
you never know.
He's just got a name tag on his. Hello, my name is Frank.
Is he from the Office of Vultures? He's just like in this office.
So unfortunately, he does not have two separate attacks. So we're going to go to his buddy who has another attack.
I get a flanking bonus on this guy, right?
Not enough.
Okay.
I already factored it in. So that's going to bring us to the other guy, and he is going to have the vulture attack. And Eldwin, that is a 17. All right, and that is going to be with his talons, which is a 2d6. Okay. For 12 slashing damage.
Oof.
And then he is going to take his...
So that is what, like, what?
12 slashing damage with the talons, yeah. Just like I said.
For future... Stop sending him loaded dice. I keep telling you guys this. Maybe I need to tweet it. I'm gonna tweet it.
You don't have the guts. Alright, and then one-handed, he's gonna take his long sword from the back of this vulture. And that is going to be a 16 to hit AC.
Is Eldwin?
I think that meets, right?
I want to use my Inspiring Call to help him.
Okay.
So, he just gains an extra...
And that's an immediate action?
It is. Well, it uses my reaction.
Okay.
All right. All out.
Four?
You get plus four to your AC.
Really?
So that is 20, so no, it does not hit.
You should have started that at the beginning. All
right.
Forgot I had it.
That would have been nice.
And, you know, it's
only
one of those where...
One round.
It's one of those where I just try to keep going and prevent Randy from remembering everything Luca has. Because yeah. All right, so he goes, he swings kind of like he's playing polo and just barely misses. Like, it looks like he's about to hit you, but at the last moment, you shift ever so slightly in the realm of reality. And this sword goes swinging right by your face. Ever so close.
What?
Like, what? Your beard hairs? They're trimmed. They're trimmed by a millimeter.
How dare you trim my beard?
Wait, does Eldon have a beard?
Yeah, that.
I don't know. Does he?
I honestly don't know. But if he did, how he would react is
his one little beard
how
hair.
How dare you?
Well, Eldwin, you get to take vengeance upon the millimeter of facial hair that you have now lost. Go for it.
I'm going to go ahead and try to stab his tail.
All right.
Minor correction.
No, I'm not.
That was berating words, not Inspiring Call, but whatever. Same thing.
I will stab you.
I understand.
Is,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Man.
Okay.
I'm going to try to recoil off of that just horrible miss.
Okay. You swing and like you circle around like trying to make it look like you're dancing.
And try to swing again. That is a mod 18.
And that will connect with the vulture, which you're able to connect with.
5 damage. Hey, you know, it's damage.
And this vulture lets out a call as it drops does not move. This knight, though, does not look too happy.
I will go ahead and move. Oh, wait, that'll incur an attack of opportunity, would it?
He's 5 feet from
you. Yes, but you have a 16 until your next, or a 20 until your next turn, right? Right,
okay.
Randy?
What's that?
That berating words that lasts until Eldwin's next turn, right? Or is it just the one attack?
It's just the one attack.
Okay.
Okay. So,
but let me just double check.
Just prepare yourself.
Yeah, I'm just gonna prepare my shield.
Alright. So you're just gonna kinda clench. Alright, cool. So next up in initiative.
Clench your butt cheeks. Ooh. To roll for that.
Huh?
He has to roll for that.
Not right now.
He wants to clench.
Like, it's one of those, he's not doing Kegel exercises, so it's okay.
Wait, I rolled a clench. Cool, that's cool.
Oh, crit fail? Yeah, no, you don't.
No, it's
that brings us to a dead guy, followed by an unconscious guy.
You're welcome. Brought to you by Balbrax.
Where's my Balbrax?
Okay. And is going to continue us down to Chopin.
Chopin?
Yeah.
Because you make such eloquent music.
Ah.
With your weapons.
Ah.
Sure,
it's
let's
beautiful.
Go with that. That's definitely just not the first name that all came right, to mind.
All right, so what's happening? What's in front of me?
You?
It's the
basically
knight.
Just the two knights there, right?
You've got the one knight.
Oh, one knight.
Yep, because... Eldwin and the other knight are a little ways
gotcha.
Off.
Gotcha, yeah. So let's take care of that problem first.
You can try.
Or I can do.
We're still rolling dice, so there's a chance for a one there.
He can do declare.
I can do declare mod 7.
Seven?
Wait, yeah.
What'd you actually roll?
I rolled a 4.
Okay, all right. Now you're adding your proficiency bonus and all that in there too, right?
I think so.
at level 5, proficiency of 3.
Yeah.
So, what are you adding on to your roll for that dice?
I was adding the 3.
Should be 3 plus your strength or your axe plus the roll you got.
Oh. Okay.
So, you would have had a 10.
Yeah, which is,
yeah, that
which is still a miss.
Strength is a 4.
Okay, so it would be 7.
Yeah.
Because you're using your proficiency bonus.
The noob help the noob.
Mm-hmm.
With your attack. So, you mm-hmm. add 7 to any attack made with a weapon.
Cool.
And then for damage,
I gotta remember
it's your
this.
Strength plus your slash.
All right. So, now that we got you all figured out. All right. Hashtag noob.
I know you could deny that one, yeah.
Okay.
You got a 10, all right? And at level 5, you got a second attack, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just rearing around.
You can try.
First one was just a practice swing.
I believe in you. Balgark shouts out.
Hey-oh! Mod 20.
Let me think here.
My belief doesn't fall short.
Yeah, that's going to go ahead and connect with this knight.
Yeet.
Eight
damage.
All right. And so, damage, you're doing your die plus your strength modifier, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And it was 4 die, then 4 on the strength.
Ugh. My goodness gracious. All right. So, that is round 2. Round 3, here we go.
Someone decapitate this dude.
Yo, how are you looking?
How he looking?
All right, so Billy, you're sitting in there, and this guy in front of you that you just knocked unconscious.
He's back there. I left him away.
Yeah, you kind of take a peek. He's still there. He's not dead yet. And the guy in front of you that just got hit by your buddy, you know, let's see, what's another random name I can come up with? Spire. He takes a nice good chunk out of him, but this dude, he's still standing there. He still looks confident,
Frank,
and is ready to go.
All right, I'm going to take out Frank.
Don't
so
give
I'm going
to name that gives him a spot on the crit table.
No, sure. I'm going to activate Blinding Smite.
I have yet to roll a crit in 2019. Go ahead.
Blinding Smite activated for
okay.
Tainted Willow, and I'm going to attack.
Yep, and that's
Frank.
And that's activated for a full minute.
That's 21 mod.
21 is going to hit. So what do I need to roll to save from Blinding Smite?
Looks like you have to get better than a 13 DC.
For which save?
I think that's...
All of his are positives, and I rolled a 15. So I'm going to succeed. But I think Blinding is Wisdom, yeah?
I think...
I don't know.
I can't remember. All
right, we'll look it up later.
I remember it was the same for Lightning Breath.
Yeah. Yep, we'll look it up later. He passed on your smite, so go ahead and roll damage minus your smite.
So I'm going to roll a d10 if we agree that can just roll a d10.
Yes, we did have that wrong last time. It is a d10 for this week.
That sucks anyways. That's it. So you put the 5-7 plus my necrotic, which is 3.
So
10 with Tainted Willow.
Okay.
And I'll take 3 back if you don't mind.
Yep, go ahead and give yourself 3.
And now I'm going to attack my battle axe.
Oh, Blinding Smite is constitution based.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's all or nothing, yeah?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, is it half?
No, so it says the next time you hit a creature with a melee weapon, you deal an extra 3d8 radiant damage and force it to make a constitution save to avoid being blinded.
Okay.
Is it automatically
yeah.
8 then?
So,
and
the damage goes through, but if you make the save, then you don't become blinded by the blinding smite.
Okay, yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, read your spells, figure them out, learn how it works.
Yeah, damage time.
That's what we're doing. So, give me 3 more D8 worth of damage, and if
7.
You hit more than 10, he's dead.
7. 3. So
oh, I was
17.
Hoping for another 7.
Damage from Blinding Smite.
All right, and
so,
this guy, he's looking really good for a moment. You hit him with your Tainted Willow. You receive a couple hit points back, and you're getting ready to swing at it again while he's looking super confident, and then he realizes, oh wait, I'm dead, and he falls over.
So Kayla, you're asking why this is so like such a big deal? I just dealt 27 damage with one swing.
In a single swing.
Yeah, you realize how it's... Yeah.
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 Then I have my battle axe, and then I have an extra attack with two attacks, too.
Cool. That's, you know, that's cool.
All right. So, yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Is that
just wanted to let you know.
Is that...
How close is the guy attacking Eldon right now?
I'm going to say you can get about halfway there.
But it only lasts for one attack.
Yeah.
So once you have to recast it.
Yeah, so once I get back over there, I have to recast it.
Yeah,
which
but
is fine. I guess.
And for the other smites, if it doesn't activate, then they stay on up to a minute.
I believe so. Yeah, kind of like
that. Well, that's the special. Work. That's the special thing with Tainted Willow.
Oh, okay.
Now that there's only one knight left, I'm gonna run towards the knight that Elduin's fighting. And while I'm running, I'm gonna pull out my hand axe and I'm going to throw it at him.
All right, utilizing your extra attack. Okay. I will allow that.
That is a 23.
Oh, God. Shut the front door and get out of here. Go ahead and give me some damage, dude. Ooh.
That's going to be a 1d6 plus 5. So that's 7 damage from the hand axe.
All right. And this guy, you can tell that's barely going to do anything to him.
That's fine. I still hit him.
So good. All right.
Yeah, you still hit him, Boo.
Yep, I got him.
So, next in initiative, we got Luca.
Hey. Oh, so the knight that I had cursed with my hexblade died, so I get 5 hit points back.
Okay. Congratulations.
That's nice for me. And then on top of that, now that there's no one.
I mean, have you taken any damage?
Yeah, I'm taking 22 points again.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, I'm gonna... That guy's pretty far away.
Might as well shoot him with an arrow.
Well, I'd rather use a ray of frost. So I'm gonna shoot a ray of frost at him.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'll let you.
That is a 17 to hit.
And that is just going to connect.
I was looking for...
Love it. Love it. Like it.
Wow. Garbage. All right. 6 cold damage.
Okay. This guy, he's okay with that. He actually invites... He invites the damage.
Yeah! gets really cold. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was getting a little hot from the flight over. He needed to cool down a little bit. Is there anything else that Ray of Frost does to hinder this guy or anything?
Lowers his movement by 10 feet.
Okay.
And then she's just going to walk further away from the battle.
All right. Luca's going to Luca. Got it. And that actually does bring us to this guy. His vulture is down. Black vulture down, black vulture down. Yeah, such a bad reference, I know. And Eldwin, I think you're the only one right there next to him.
You're and the only one for me.
He is going to return to you a lot of vengeance. So get ready. You guys ready for this?
We ready.
It is the first crit of 2019.
I knew it.
And it is a critical success. You thought I was going to say failure.
Just like your luck.
All right. So with his, what is this called? Longsword. He is going to attack 2d10. And that's going to be 13 slashing damage, Eldwin, from this weapon. And he looks very, very intense.
Okay. So, my turn next.
Yes.
Okay. Just to give you guys a hint where I was at HP 20. And now I'm at 7. So, I'm going to return fire and stabby stab.
You can try.
You could always disengage if you're healthy.
If I get up close and, like protect Elduin while he's running away, runs away, is that not provoke an opportunity attack?
Yeah, disengage. If I disengaged, would that incur?
Disengage, by its definition, I don't believe does, but it takes a full round action, yeah?
It's not a full round. It uses your action. It
uses action, not
so
movement.
So you can't attack if you were disengaged.
Okay.
But then you could move again.
Just run right past me, tag me, and I'll go into battle instead.
I'm just saying you can always take the Luca route and just walk away from the fight.
Just drops his weapon and just walks away. You know what? It's not even worth it.
So I'm going to ask a time-ordered question here. How he looking?
Intimidating.
Intense. Which is what Luca wishes she were. In a tent.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to I'm going to disengage. And I'm going to move my full 30 feet away from him.
All right.
Then I'm going to ready.
No, that's it.
Yeah, I'm, well.
Readying an action takes
just
an action.
Just run past me.
Yep.
High five, tag me in.
So
and
when
I'll go
you,
in for you.
When you move away, what that does is that takes your attack action side
get,
of things.
I get you.
So all you have is movement.
So I will go ahead and do as suggested. I'm going to, you know, high five Baldrux on the way out and just you got him. All right,
so you're heading back towards the rest of the group.
We haven't forgot about you, Bolas. But
sure.
You're 30. You're like 60 feet away. I'm like 30 feet away now.
All right, so that brings us to dead guy and unconscious guy.
How's unconscious guy doing?
Unconscious guy is doing okay.
Is he doing unconscious things?
He looks actually surprisingly comfortable.
He has a giant goose egg on his head.
He's yeah, there's potentially a little thing of a little concussion there. That brings us to Captain Ebolus.
every time,
Ebola.
Man.
Hey, it takes about 4 or 5 episodes for me to figure out what your name is. So,
Ebolus.
So, Caleb, what do you and Ebolus got?
Oh, let's see if we can take down this guy and actually get something on him real quick. All right,
so you move up and you're going to go ahead and take a swing. Go for it.
Wait, is he close enough to the other guy?
Yeah, because I was already engaged with him.
Oh,
I didn't take him down all the way. So
no. Okay, so you were fighting against knight number one.
Oh,
which Billy had taken
down.
Now you're moving over to where Elduin was.
Yeah,
and you're okay.
There. We go. Yeah, yeah. That mod 18.
That'll go ahead and connect. Go ahead and give me a little damage. Keyword
little.
Oh, he
try me. So yes, I got some 7 damage there for you.
Yep,
7.
What'd I tell you?
It's is better than nothing.
Is it?
Hey,
yeah, because you know whatever comes around goes around. Comes a second wave.
It's no maxed out call lightning.
Check it, second crit of the year.
Oh my goodness.
Nat 20, son.
All right, go ahead and give me a D100 roll real quick.
Throw your dice aggressive.
I was not prepared for 100.
All right, so D100, you're going to have one that has single digit, one that has double digit. Double digit is going to be your 10s. Single digit's your 1s.
68. Wait.
You sure it's not 69?
Well, wait, this is episode 960.
Yeah, it's 68.
68?
It's episode
68. Making sure it's not 98.
Okay. Dang. All right. 68 crit on episode 968.
Ha, 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 ha,
that's
ha,
beautiful.
Ha, ha, ha.
I love it. But I'm not going to give you anything extra for you.
Whoa.
Okay, so go ahead and roll your damage.
Then add infinity.
He adds 900, so it makes the title.
9 damage.
Okay. And roll me a d20 and add your strength and proficiency bonus.
Proficiency.
Hey, it's been a long day. So essentially you're making another attack.
Yeah. So strength and proficiency bonus?
Yeah.
That's 27.
And give me a little bit more damage because your crit was 2 momentum. As an immediate action, attack the same opponent.
He gonna be feeling it. 17 damage.
Is that max?
All right.
That is max.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Can you feel it now, Mr. Knight?
Art thou feeling it now? It?
All right, and he definitely is feeling it. So that is gonna complete round 3. We're gonna move up back top of the initiative order. Billy, what you got?
So I'm going to try to finish this guy off.
Do it.
All right, dare you're able to move it up. What you got?
I'm going to activate Blinding Smite again.
So I there's 2 out of 3 activated for the day.
Okay. And get back over there, guys. That's a 24 mod.
All right, that'll connect. Go ahead and start rolling some damage while I roll the smite.
That's 12 blinding smite damage.
Okay.
And are you blinded? Can you see clearly?
Go ahead, keep going. Just keep going.
Okay,
all right. He's probably blinded.
Roll your d10.
No longer has eyes in his head.
That is full damage for...
That's a 10.
15. So plus my 1d6. 4. So let's see. That's
all right,
19 damage plus the smite of 12, 31. How's he looking?
This is why we say Tainted Willow is a beast.
So
Tainted Willow is a cheat.
I wrestle a Skull Knight for this thing.
He had 54 hit points going into this round, which is full. He's below his hit points, and he drops dead. No, you're not going to get any necrotic damage back because it was dealt afterwards. And that is the rule that we have gone with, and that's where we're going to stay. All right? I'm just trying to make it a little bit more fair, a little less OP, okay?
Give me your help!
Where's Rachel?
I understand it's a really good weapon. And I want to give you everything that I can for it, but your necrotic damage always gets rolled last, and it's only if they have hit points left. All right.
That's fair. That's fair. I guess I'm only 3 off from my max, so I'm good.
Yeah, that too. Like, you're always pretty much up there. And so with that, we're going to end initiative. He is dead, though.
So we're out of initiative. Eldwyn, you know, his shoulders thump.
Someone go check on the unconscious one.
I got it.
Guten Morgen, guten Nacht, und guten Abend. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, everybody. It is at DJ VolQ here with your quick update on what's going on with NP Pod Nation. Oh my goodness. Okay, so this week, legitimately, you guys have exploded our Anchor dashboard. Okay, when we went to go record Tuesday, I went and took a little short rest, you know, try and get back a hit die, you know, or two and this and that, you know, get myself recuperated because we had recording that night. So I'm getting ready. Okay. I'm getting stoked. And when I wake up from that short rest, I look down and you guys had 2,454 total downloads for us. I was like, oh my goodness. Okay. That's over. Almost 100 from where we were that morning. Okay, that's almost 100 in a single day. You guys are exploding this thing for us. Okay, even better. I woke up the next morning and you want to know what I was surprised to find? That we had gotten up to 2,488. You guys are absolutely amazing. You guys are making this a reality for us. We are so, so, so thankful for you guys being out there. We couldn't do this without you. you know, and this is for you guys. So we hope that you guys are enjoying this. Do us a huge favor, okay? Go to iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, whatever. Leave us a rate and review. Help us to be a little bit more visible, okay? That way people come and they want to listen more, okay? Those of you listening on Anchor, see if there's a way to do it on Anchor. I've not seen that yet, but, you know, at least favorite us and tell us about, you know, tell others about us, you know, all that good stuff. Please, please. This is amazing, and because you guys have been doing that, we have been able to grow. So, we are getting through NP Name Contest, and I do have to say, I've had a couple people who, you know, have sent in things, and I've had my dice be all named. And it's by, on Instagram, Play D&D in Chat. I love the names. I love the names. But that's not quite where we're going for, so I figure I better be a little bit more clear. We are trying to name our podcast here, guys, because we're stuck with Name Pending. We've had this since the beginning. Okay, we need to get our name taken care of for the show, right? So, although I love the dice, I'm going to send you out a little something special for that. So hit me up on Instagram with where I can send this stuff to for you, and I will send it out to you. Quick little thank you. And I think I'm going to start using some of those names. They're pretty nice. Let's see, what else do we need to talk about? We have got quarterly episode number one up in Patreon, y'all. So make sure you're checking that out. All you got to do is be a member of our silver tier, which is $1 or more, in order to gain access to that. Okay, if you join our Electrum tier, it's $2 a month, or $5 a month, you'll be able to get access to that, as well as be able to send in submissions for a crit table and an NPC. Okay, pretty cool, right? You know, in each tier, it goes up. Each tier, there's more content, okay? We're trying to get you more content all the time. But we, unfortunately, are very limited into what we can do. So that Patreon is going to help us be able to do more stuff for you, all right? So go check it out, see what we can do. If you want that more content, let us know by going and becoming a helper on Patreon, please. Okay, and as always, iTunes reviews, please. Those are just amazing and great. I know I've already mentioned it, but I can't say it enough. Those really do help. They really do. And we will give you guys shout outs and all that good stuff. I will begin checking really religiously, and we'll make sure that we get y'all shout outs on all that. So thank you so very much. So go check out our sponsors. We got DiceEnvy.com. Link in the description. We'll send you straight to their site. And Anchor.com. And we are working now with Flipboard.com. Okay, so I'll make sure to have all the links and whatnot in the description down below. So go give them all a check. And we really appreciate everything that you guys have done. All right, y'all. I will stop talking in your ear like a weirdo, and I will let you get back to the episode. Here we go.
So we're out of initiative. Eldwyn, you know, his shoulder slump.
Someone go check on the unconscious one.
I got it.
Eldwyn sheathes his sword and drinks a potion, and I get full effect.
Yeah, because we're out of this.
Oh.
I would like to search the guy I just killed right now.
I would like to search it with him.
I'd like to search the unconscious guy.
All right. So, Luca, you go over and you check the guy that they were saying was unconscious, but he has bled out.
Oh, okay.
He is dead.
Did he bleed out from my
the
head?
Secret. I was going to kill him anyway.
DMs out there,
they know.
DMs out there, if you're new and you got random encounters and you want to award your characters a little something, there's loot tables in your DMG. Look them up. They're fun. All right, so you guys are going to get 11 silver pieces total from among everybody there. And
12.
You know what? Math is easier. Yeah, go ahead. 12.
Hey, all right. Everyone gets 4.
She used just her kidding. Majesty everyone points on me.
So, wait, wait. I'm
there's 12 pieces total? Did we all get 12?
12 gold pieces?
12 total.
For everyone?
Yeah, everyone gets 3.
Total.
If we're splitting it.
Billy, I know you grew up in the sticks, but that doesn't mean that you can't understand the word total.
I'm asking...
Total out of everything or everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
I need context here.
You get 3 silver.
Okay, there you go, see?
See, even the person from Stygia understands it better.
Hey, she was very highly educated.
Listen,
anything I don't understand, I just kill in battle. It's as simple as that.
And I can't really think right now because my friend left.
Don't lie to us. You're actually not that broken over yet.
So how much are each one of us getting for gold now?
0.
Aw. Is that it?
These guys are poor.
They just had a little bit on them. All that they needed to get some food.
How about the weapons and armor?
So, it's a couple long swords, a couple daggers. The armor's really not that great. You have better armor already on.
Would it be better for me?
It is going to be heavy armor.
Okay, so I look at the armor, I'm like, no, that's not good for me.
It just doesn't have my eyes.
So, beyond that, not really a whole lot going on. But you do hear a couple footsteps coming up from behind you.
Elduin whips around with his... He draws his sword again.
I turn around all cool-like.
And you see a gentleman running forward, hand gripping his cap, and he comes up. Oh! You guys were able to take down... sorry, my manners are...
Get to the point, man.
My name is Howard. Wow, Elduin from episode 1. Dang.
Slaps him.
Sorry.
What is it?
My name is Howard Pondon. I am the townmaster here and the lawkeeper. Thank you. These guys have been coming in and they've been wreaking, not really wreaking havoc, but grieving us.
Can I just do something while he's talking real quick? Can I start feathering the vultures?
Taking feathers?
Yeah, no, just taking the vultures and starting just ripping the feathers off.
You know how you pluck the feathers of a turkey before you...
start plucking. I still want to look at them, but I just want to start plucking them.
Roll me a d20 to see how well you do. To see how clean you get
crit,
you are at field dressing.
Nat 16.
You do it expertly, like just as well as Lord Ruthven was able to take care of things way back in the day.
Yeah, way back. Let me bring it back old school real quick.
That's name pending OG.
OG. All right. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah, we're white. We should not act like that.
Hey.
Well, you guys are white. I'm Mexican, bro.
You don't even look Hispanic.
I'm part Black Irish, bro.
I know I don't look it, but I am.
You're more German than
there's like
do.
Two people here
anyways,
that are technically Hispanic,
right,
but we don't have Hispanic names either.
Let's end the racist sections. That way, I can cut it out.
let's end the ethnically diverse discussion.
All right, and so Pondon, he continues to go, and he's like, oh, these guys have been rather troublesome around the area. Like, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bullis, you helped out with this?
Oh, yeah.
He's with this, with us now.
He helped out greatly.
Oh, wonderful. Uh-huh. What can I do as a thank you? What, do you guys need rooms? Are you guys just passing through?
We'll take the whole town. No,
sounds like these guys are causing you a bit of problems. You should probably be reimbursed, right?
I mean, I can see what I can do. I don't really have too terrible much, you know, free within the town's budget. But let me see what I can do. Are you staying in town?
Yes, we are.
We're staying at the Swinging Knights. What was that?
Oh, the Watchful Knights?
Yeah, the Watchful Knights.
Swinging Knights?
Yeah, I couldn't remember. We were making that joke after.
You might be thinking of the Swinging Sword with the renowned waitress Kaylessa. Well, so you guys are over at the Watchful Knight. All right. Well, I can have something brought over there. I'll figure out what's possible. Are you guys going to be here for a couple days?
Yeah. I believe so.
Hopefully not too long, but
we may be venturing off soon, though.
Also, while you get your affairs in order, is there anything else that we can do for you?
Well, do you know where these creatures and beings come from?
Elderman looks at his feet. I'm by one, right? So I'm gonna go ahead, and Elderman looks down at his feet and kicks him. No, not really.
Are they from the Feathergale Spire?
Yes.
Ha.
We've been watching them. They've been flying around, and we're like, how can we see birds? But I mean, now that they've started coming this far out, we can really tell, and it's very, very unusual.
This Feathergale Spire. This is southwest of the town.
Yes. Yes, and if you actually look out on a clearer day than today, you can usually see it. But there's a little bit of fog off in the valleys.
That tower that stands some distance.
Yes, yes. None of us are brave enough to venture down that way. But these people, we were sure that's where they're from. It's about the only way that we could, you know, put it to... Two and two together, if you will.
And you need these guys taken care of.
I mean, it would be very wonderful if you're able to. They've not necessarily caused us any physical or monetary harm, but they've definitely been a nuisance.
Well, if anything, we can go talk to them. For real.
For me, I thought we would kill them.
Well,
like we did with these.
We'll use our words first.
Okay.
And if words fail, then I still have my other 8 weapons.
Can't we do both? Just talk and fight at the same time. I want to just say this as I'm stuffing the vulture in my back.
We could always do that too.
It's like in Fire Emblem where
we can take
too close to people, you get a support conversation.
Elwyn sheaths his sword and walks towards what's the new character's name?
Bolas.
No,
hi.
Not Bolas.
The king dude?
Oh, Pondon?
Yeah,
Howard.
Pondon, and he just goes, so, are there any potion shops or anything that we could get, like, credit for? Like, you could get some potions for free or whatnot?
Well, you know, here's what I can do for it. I'm really not in good standing with the sundry shop right now. I kind of let somebody who robbed him get away. My bad. But it's the only person that I've ever let get away, and it was because, I don't know, like, there was something that came over me, and, like,
do you want us to track him down?
Did a princess-like evil creature tell you something, and then you just
automatically this was,
did it?
This was about a year ago, so, I mean, he's gone with the wind. But, but if you guys are going to help us out with this, I can try putting in a word for you, you know, there, see if they can bring down the prices a little bit and help you guys out. But I will definitely get your guys' room and board taken care of tonight. At the very least, I can have that taken care of. How does that sound?
Well, that is mighty generous. Thank you so much.
I slide my hand over to Elderwyn so I can get a little under high five.
He returns the high five behind his back.
Give him a rocket power woogity woogity woogity.
Can I just want to walk up to both of them and raise my hands. Yeah.
I'll high five you.
Hey, yeah.
Elduin looks at you like strangely, but then it's like he shrugs his shoulders.
Go on. Yeah.
Just overpowers Elduin.
Yeah.
Just pushes Elduin like a yard back. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Well, all right. If you need anything else, let me know and I can see what we can do. But I can't really make any promises, unfortunately. The town has been in a little bit of a fit lately because of, you know, these vulture riders.
So Elduin puts his hand on Pondin's shoulder. Pondin, was it? Thank you so much for coming by, and I'm glad that we could be of assistance. And if there's anything that you need from us, feel free to talk to us. And then Elduin walks over back towards the inn.
You know who to call. Wink. Finger gun. Ghostbusters.
The cult busters.
The vulture busters. About to be a vulture cooker.
So,
just throws this huge vulture into the kitchen.
Cook.
Hey, got this big old bird. I was just wondering, could you cook it for me?
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay. Can you
Gordon Ramsay. He walks up like all corrected now. Oh, why? Yes, of course.
So, the other thing that you guys have noticed and has really just kind of been mulling over, trying to figure out, it takes you guys a little bit, but as you are leaving, you see it on the saddlebags. There is a symbol.
It's a rake.
Never mind. That's not what I thought.
It's Pyramid Head.
And yet again, for the three from Red Larch.
Oh, so I don't
know
any of this.
You guys recognize it from the room in Lance Rock as part of the pendant.
So, as I turn around to leave, I notice that, I nudge Balgrax, and I'm like, hey, did you see that? Did you see that symbol?
Yeah, I saw the symbol.
That's interesting. I mean, we're seeing it more and more. I think we should set out as soon as possible. DM, what time is it? I mean, currently after we've defeated?
It's like 3:30 max.
Yeah, I mean, it's right around 3-ish, so... And so, listeners, just so that you guys can see, I posted back on our Instagram the picture of the banner that they found in Lance Rock. If you go and look back at that picture.
Quick, look it online.
Like and subscribe.
So, it's found in episode 990 is when you guys first were brought your attention to this. It is the first symbol on the left side of that photo. So our Instagram, find this podcast _ pending, and that's where you can find that photo. All right, I already have that up, so go take a look if you guys are needing a little help there, you know, seeing this item. So that's what you guys see. Where are you going from here?
So honestly, Belgrex, we just ate a lot, and
we could use some more. You're
I'm
right.
About to eat some more.
Yes,
a lot more.
So, what do you say we go ahead, stay the night, rest up, get a full hit points back and everything, and then first thing before dawn we check out, or well, not check out, but go towards it.
Sounds good.
Or do you guys want to go after the shady
they
character?
They want us to go for the spire right away. Didn't we have to ask people in town about the earthquakes and whatever?
So
what they know.
Red Larch was having earthquakes.
Oh, was it just localized to Red Larch?
I think so.
You guys haven't asked.
So, Yes, let's go ahead and go to
it's only like 4 o'clock, isn't it, right now, or like 4 or 5?
It's right around 3 o'clock still.
Yeah, so let's just go.
No time has really passed.
So Balgrax,
for a second. Let's go talk to people.
Yeah, I could go for an ale. Anybody else go for an ale?
I can go for two.
Town and talk to people, not.
I could ask that mayor-like dude that was talking to us earlier.
We should also talk to him about the monks. He might know something.
Yeah. What are you talking about with the earthquakes and stuff?
Oh, we might as well ask you, too. Earthquakes happening here? Are there earthquakes happening here? In this town that we picked up?
Let me check. DM, are there earthquakes happening in this town?
Memory bank.
There have been.
Do I need to do a history check?
If they explain to you the frequency that was going in Red Larch, it's definitely not as much.
Does the ground shake violently underneath you at times?
Oh, is that when the ground shakes? Yeah, when you said that.
Yeah. The ground shakes.
Yeah. It did.
Any Does other weather anomalies?
I mean, it rains sometimes. A bit weird. Water falling from the sky.
Yeah.
It's just like it really pours down sometimes. Yeah, I mean, it just, whenever it really pours, we have to bring out the sandbags and stuff like that, but,
so
you know,
it almost floods here.
It's, a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so these downpours, they happen multiple times a day, usually. There's been a little bit of a break lately, but when it rains, it pours, and when it pours, it lasts for a handful of hours.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, we're still here. We are. But, you know, just pours down and stuff like that. But a little bit shaky, a little bit of rainy.
Interesting. What else can you tell us from the, is it...
From the town or what?
Has anything from Red Lodge, have you heard anything from the Red Lodge?
As far as what?
As far as adventurers or, some strange events happening.
Oh, well, I know Susie had twins when we thought it was about to be one baby. That was a little strange. Other than that...
Not what I was talking about, but that's good for Susie.
I just kind of nudged Eldrin, like, I don't think of anything else.
Yeah, I think any news from Red Larch would be bad if it's concerning us.
Yeah. But, no, not really.
Alright, so,
let's go look around town and ask some of the people, or
let's go find the
mayor again.
Let's go to the sundry's place. That sundry that Pondon was talking about. Let's get some potions and stuff to get us through.
Sounds good to me. And let's head up.
So, you guys head in. You get over towards the sundry shop, and there is a... Actually, quite an odd sight.
Oh, hey, would you count us walking over there as a short rest? Or just, like, hanging out?
We're just chilling.
I mean, over the course of the afternoon, sure.
Okay.
You guys walk over and you see a rather odd sight. Especially out in farming country.
Two happy people.
A gnome.
What?
You guys see a gnome.
He's
standing behind the shop, and you can see from his waist up, so obviously he's standing on some sort of, lifted area, and he's turned around, facing the back wall, putting things on a shelf.
So like a big picture with a picture of Eldwin's face that says, "Do not sell potions to this man."
It actually has Luca's face and says, "Warning, she has majesty points."
Hey, they don't know about that.
Wanted.
That's just Watch my out. Natural charm.
So, Eldwin comes in.
Greetings, good sir, I shout over Eldwin all of a sudden. Sorry, Eldwin.
I was trying not to upset the man, but you've done that anyway, so...
He looks down at the ground at the vial that he dropped, turns around, looks up. You guys made me drop that potion. You guys are going to have to pay for it.
Oh, but do you want me to help you clean that up?
Ballish, what... Was that you?
No, I just walked in with them. That was I swear.
Well, Ballish, you get back here. You clean
yeah,
that.
I'll be right back, guys.
That potion wasn't cheap. It took me finding a guy who killed a vampire to make it, and that's going to be 100 gold right there. That potion is extremely rare.
Yeah, that was on you, Balgrax.
Dragon, give me 100 gold for that potion.
Is there something I could do for you instead? A labor, perhaps?
Yeah, you can earn me 100 gold.
I'm going to kill this guy. No.
You can give me 100 gold. I can give you 100 stab, 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 stab.
I can give you 100 slashes. With my... No, okay.
So
I'm just going to reach in the back then. And I'm just going to put 100 gold on the table.
All right. We're square. Oof, what can I do for you?
All right. So I'm not sure if you've heard from this mayor fellow, Ponden.
That buffoon. He can't even catch a young boy running around. Stealing potions from me?
Is that all that it was? A little boy?
Yeah. You see me. I'm no spring chicken. I'm not going to be expected to run after no little boy. That constable wannabe, he's the one that should be chasing after him.
All right, so... First of all, do you have any potions that we can have? And second of all... Do you know where this young man, or young rascal, has gone off to?
It was a year ago. I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
Alright, so...
Well, you knew that potion was 100 gold.
Well, because that potion took me forever to get and make.
So, yes. Potions. How much are they, sir?
Well, what kind of potion?
Up healing.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, I've only got a couple of them, so I'm gonna have to put them at, 45, 50 gold. And I'll go 45.
Elderwin looks at Luca.
What? Why are you staring at me?
Really? Do I really have to say anything? You said 45. How many again? 45, 50 gold for...
One healing potion.
For one.
For one.
Yeah.
Hey, Elderman. You know, this probably... Yeah, she's probably... It's going off her head because it's not concerning her. Make it concerning her, and maybe she'll do something.
Well, that is it. If she gets it, then, well... We can expel more.
That's not enough in her interest.
I will give you 10 gold.
I don't know. I mean, I think 50 gold is pretty standard price.
Yeah. And those Red Larch people, they're pretty dumb. I'm giving away potions like this for pretty much dirt cheap. 5 gold ding-dongs. What do they think they're doing? DM probably charged you guys so much for, rent overnight to compensate for it.
By this time, I'm just wiping up the rest of the potion and, squeezing into a cup. This is the potion. I still need to clean up the glass. Don't step on it real quick.
I ain't getting down. Not while these yahoos are up there. Yeah. They're going to steal from me.
I fought the vultures with these guys, okay?
I would never
Mr.
steal
Gnome,
from you.
Come on. It's a little bit tainted. Got a little bit of potion right there. I'll pick up the glass.
A little bit tainted ruins the whole thing. That's why I had him pay me.
Do you want me to drink it, though?
Oh, God, no.
So you want to keep it?
That'll kill you. I'm going to have to dispose of it.
All right. Well, how about this? How about this? I'll pick up the glass. Manual labor. You owe me one potion.
I'll give you a potion of, nail growth, that's 5 gold and super common, but it's not worth a potion of healing.
How about a potion of thick skin?
Just cleaned it up.
All right.
So I'm gonna try to persuade at this point.
You can try.
To strike a bargain.
Or intimidate, whatever you want.
That was my dumb attempt at trying to bargain.
That's a mod 20.
Woo!
Persuasion.
Woo!
Please, sir, if you would.
It's an owl. Knock
it down to 15.
15? You trying to rob me too?
No, I'm just trying to help you defeat those Valkyries of whatever you call those things out there that we killed.
Alright, so I'm going to let you in on a little secret, you know, roleplay-wise. If you're going to, you know, try to, you know, that automatically failed because you offered such a low price. Just heads up, by the way. Because, yeah, no, DMG, 50 gold.
Well, you got to do like the Middle Eastern style of bartering. Where they demand a high price and you demand a ludicrously low price, and then you keep going back and forth until you hit the middle, which is the actual price that they want to sell it at.
So just by the way there. Yeah.
Which
just,
is 50. So.
Just kind of letting you know. So he's like, all right, how about this? I'll give you an elven discount. How's that sound?
And what is that?
Sounds racist.
I'll honor the halfness of you. And I'll give you an elven discount. How's that sound?
All right. 25, I'm guessing.
That's 5% on.
Nope. That's going to be 75 gold. Since you're offering me such a stupid low price.
Now who wants to kill him?
Elduin looks up in the air with a look of stupidity on his face like, why?
Is this like the meme where they're doing the math in the air?
It's like that office mode when you just pan to the camera and just look at it with a blank stare. Like.
Legit.
So what you got, Elduin?
I just...
Elduin looks back at Luca.
She's laughing at you. This is way too funny.
Does Luca plan on buying anything?
At all?
Probably not. I don't know. What else is he
got? Elduin walks out of the sundry place. Elduin's appalled at this guy. He's just not being kind or, well, I mean, like, he's not hoping for kindness, but it's just, this guy's being unreasonable. I'm not, you know, he's like, really? All right, I see how it is.
He's a grumpy old gnome. What can you say? All right, so Elduin walks out.
Jolly-ish.
Anybody else doing anything?
I walk out from behind. I picked a bowl of glass and it should be all good. And I think it's clear. I got all the slivers and everything. Hey, you need me to do anything else? I might be heading out with these people. You may not be able to see me for a while.
Well, if you ain't gonna buy nothing from this store, you can just get on out too.
No pay?
No.
No.
You guys broke it.
How about that nail growth?
Fine, I'll give you a nail growth potion.
A nail growth?
Yeah, here you go.
It was good seeing you, Mr. Gnome.
Yeah,
so is anyone else, like, cleared out now, or...?
I don't know. I think Luke is kind of just hiding there in the...
there,
hiding
what?
There in the corners.
Looking at the stock.
You gonna do anything?
Luke, are you looking for anything particular?
Before I do something... What you doing?
No, I'm good.
So I'm going to take a step forward and just kind of look at this gnome. And I'm just going to say, you know, it was very rude what you said to my friend.
Well, you're pretty rude for coming in here and assuming that I'm going to be rude. Coming
you
here and telling me how to run my store.
Although his offer is low, you didn't have to bump it up another 25 gold.
It's my store. If I don't like you, I don't have to sell you.
And it's your life. And you may want to choose your words more carefully.
I will choose my words more carefully. And here's what I'm going to choose my words to be. Get out my stir. Don't come back. You're not welcome here.
You pick up my 20, my 100 gold. They sit down yet or no?
Oh yeah, he did that real quick.
So, he's on a stool, right? Right across the counter.
So hold when on. you look back there, it's actually another like part of the bar that he's working behind. It has a path for him to like walk on and be at eye level to see everything. So it's not really a stool.
Yeah, I just kind of walk out from behind the counter and listen. I think you should just go. He's only afraid of one thing in this world, and that's his wife. Don't take this.
Hey, don't you bring Matilda in.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gnome, but let's.
With that, I'm going to grab the front of his clothing and lift him off his feet.
Here we go. I'm so sorry.
Just kind of pull him closer while he's still in the air.
It's.
And how do you think Matilda would act if she found out how you're acting right now?
Oh, God.
And intimidation.
He brought Matilda.
It's still horrible. Let's go with...
I saw you roll that multiple times right in front of me, and it landed on a 1 the final time. So yeah, guess what? You crit fail.
All right, let's take that.
You crit fail. And what you didn't notice when you went to reach for him is he grabbed a crossbow.
He had a shotgun back then.
Yeah.
He had a blunder. He had a blunder bust.
It's a double-barreled crossbow.
And he holds it up right in your face while you're holding on to him and says, Sonny boy, I tell you right now, this is the last moment you're going to have. You put me down right now, I let you live. You hold on to me for 5 more seconds, and I shoot this arrow right into your brain.
Just put 5. Put him down.
4.
Just put him down.
I threw him across.
And he pulls up and he fires real quick. And let's see if it even hits. All right. So he rolled with disadvantage because, you know, he'd being thrown and all that and just kind of. But it goes and it, you know, smacks into the ceiling. And he just stands up and pulls it back and says, all right, next one's going right in your chest.
I'm going to walk up and smack the crossbow out of his hand.
No, you're not going to be able to.
Why not?
Because at this point, you hear a female gnome coming down.
Howie!
Oh, no.
What in the world is going on? Why did the crossbow bolt come up in the front? Dragon?
All
right. Are you making trouble down here?
Your husband's offering unreasonable prices for his merchandise.
Well, it's our store. We get to call whatever the prices are. Now, you get out. You made him draw the crossbow. You get out. Bullis, how you doing today?
I'm doing so... Hi, Miss Matilda. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Except for this little guy. Can you get him out of my store?
I'm trying. Right.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry for the mess.
Such a sweet little half-orc.
Listen, man. Come out with me real quick. All right. Just follow. Follow me.
I'm going to follow him.
I'm so sorry again, miss. You have a nice day.
You too, sweetie.
All right.
Dragon, I don't ever want to see your face in my store again. Got it. All right. Bye-bye, Bullis. Have a great day, sweetheart.
All right.
What kind of door is this that they have?
It's like a traditional door that we have now.
So it's a doorknob.
Yeah.
It's
a doorknob.
So I'm going to walk out last, and when I walk out last, I'm going to bend and break the door knob.
Did he just really?
Yeah, I think he did.
So I kind of walk
Oh, my goodness, I'm going to really. If he come in here, I'm grabbing a shotgun.
Listen, it's.
No, we walked out.
I'm talking to you on this one.
Yeah.
Listen, it's, he didn't make the prices. She made the prices. You thought he's angry and all this, but you see nothing.
Well, he can fix the door not with the 100 gold I gave him.
All right. Cool. Could we not?
Hey, okay, I did want to.
Yeah. We're not coming back here.
All right. Thank you.
Are you still in the store, Luca?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's
Like, after old man, she went down and she just, like, starts etching towards the door.
She's just sitting on a stool, like, eating popcorn.
Well, I hope you can find a way out, because...
Oh, yeah, I come back. Hi, Mitchell. We forgot her. Yeah.
How are you getting through the door? I just, like, basically broke the door and locked it in.
Yeah, which means it's not going to close properly.
But, yeah, so after that lovely scene, Luca is going to go off and say, hey, how much is it for just, like, an empty vial?
I'll give it to you for a gold.
Sold. Here you go.
Okay.
All right,
all
this
request I've ever had.
Okay.
All right, well, take it easy, I guess. Remember, your friends, they don't come back here, okay?
Oh, that's fine. And she's going to walk out slightly fixed door.
It's the slightly fixed door, yeah.
I'm going to kick the door in so you can get out.
Oh, thanks.
It all of a sudden hits her. Boom.
Let's go flying out the window.
Luca!
She don't take any damage from that, does she?
So you guys make your way out, and
after you slam the door and break it again.
Okay, where's Eldwyn at?
Eldwyn, stormed out.
Yeah, I stormed out, and I just I went.
Did you take a nap on the porch again?
Well, you know,
in front of the store. In protest.
I actually went out to the front of the store and just waited.
Did you see me break the door when I left?
Yes, I did, and Eldwyn just smiles and just, you know, shakes his head like...
I look to you and I say, I tried.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Oh,
and
shoot,
sorry, Bolas.
Alright, so, if you're standing right at the outside of the door, Luca's gonna walk out and be like pretending to be finishing drinking a potion with that empty vial. And it's like, wow, good stuff. And I got such a good discount on it too, huh? And she throws it behind her and breaks. I don't know what your problem was. I got that one for one gold.
What?
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are gonna have to see you next time. Thank you for joining us yet again here at Name Pending. By the way, 2019, hashtag new year, new name. We are going to kick off the Name Pending Name Our Show Contest 2019. So here's what we're going to do. NP Name Contest 2019. Use that with your hashtag. We're going to try this yet again. We tried in 2018. Didn't get one that fit us. But Pimley Apprentice, he won it. We sent him out a set of Dice Envy dice. We'll see what we can get this time in order to send out to you guys. But NP Name Contest 2019, go ahead, add that hashtag, send us in submissions. We're going to take them for 2 months.
How about
2 months, 8 episodes, everybody.
How about we name us Eldwyn's Guild?
How about Podcast McPodcast? Mick Podcast Face.
How about the podcast of Ebolus?
How about Aerosmith?
That's a good name.
The only actual name.
And we have another Ruffin in the studio, and that is going to give us a crit fail on our ending tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us yet again in our sauna. That's not really
we love you.